Namaste and welcome to Vedanta, the River of Wisdom podcast, a podcast that brings to you the ancient flowing tradition of wisdom that reveals you are pure being having a human experience. I am Swamini B, a Vedanta teacher and a Hindu monk, and your guide by the side. Let us flow, you and I, on the banks of the river of wisdom. Any prayer in any language or culture is karma, an action. Every action gives results, visible and invisible. Invisible results of helpful karma are called punya, while invisible results of harmful karma is called papa. Karma is threefold, kayika, vachika and manasa, and is based on the means used. Kayikam karma is a ritualistic action in which the limbs are used. Vachikam karma is oral prayer, such as recitation, chanting and singing, where the organ of speech is involved. Manasam karma is mental action in which the mind is primarily used. Of course, the mind is used in all of the above karmas. So to appreciate the beauty of Manasam Puja, we hear this beautiful story associated with a temple in Tirunindriyur near Chennai. Pusalar was a native of the village near Chennai. The king who ruled Kanchi during that time was Rajasimha Pallava, who had built the famous Kailashanatha temple at Kanchi and wanted to do the consecration of the temple. Meanwhile, Pusalar had built a temple for Lord Shiva in his own mind, which is now known as Hridayalishwarar temple. Having completed one huge temple, the king arranged for its consecration. Until the consecration takes place, a temple is only a regular place. Even though it looks like a temple, it is not a temple until prana pratishtha or consecration has taken place. Thus, prana pratishtha or consecration is a very significant and elaborate ceremony in which the murti is installed and the deity is invoked in it. This invocation involves performing various religious ceremonies and rituals, and the completion of these rituals renders the structure a temple. Once the consecration is done, the murti is alive with the presence, and the deity's presence and blessings grow with the devotion of the devotees. No one worships an idol as such. One only worships the Lord, for which the idol is but a symbol. Invoking the deity in the idol or the murti is what makes the murti a symbol of worship. The date and time of consecration is also very important. For instance, a temple is generally consecrated only in Uttarayana, when the sun is in the northern hemisphere, and on certain auspicious dates chosen astrologically. The most auspicious date and time were set for the consecration of the temple. Because attending and participating in the consecration of a temple is considered a great blessing, thousands of people were expected, and all the necessary preparations were made. The night before this great event was to take place, the king did not sleep. He merely dozed, meaning that he was in that particular state that is neither dream nor sleep, but sort of in between, the state in which one may have premonitions. In this particular state, the king saw a Swami sitting under a tree. This Swami had also built a temple that was to be consecrated on the same day fixed for the consecration of the king's temple. And the king was being commanded, as though by the Lord, to set another day for his temple's consecration. Because the king saw this entire dream-like situation vividly, he could not dismiss it as a meaningless dream. Therefore, he spoke to his minister to find out whether there could be any such truth to it. He told the minister that he had seen a hill-like place and a swami sitting under a tree besides a pond. Having been given a detailed description by the king, the minister went out and only a few miles away, found the very place and the swami described by the king, sitting under a tree with eyes closed in meditation. The minister returned and reported all of this to the king. The king then went to the swami and prostrating, he addressed him. But the swami's eyes remained closed. Then the king said, "Swami, I have to talk to you about something. Please listen." The swami opened his eyes. The king introduced himself and told the swami his story. "I have built a temple and I am going to have the consecration today. It is a good day, an auspicious day. But last night I had a vision in which I was told that I should have the consecration on another day because it seems you also have built a temple. Is it true?" "Who told you this?" the Swami asked. "I felt it was the Lord Shiva telling me, but it may just be a dream," the king replied. The Swami said, "It is true that I have built a temple, but it is not complete, and the consecration indeed is today." The king then asked, "Where is this temple you have built?" The Swami replied, touching his head, "It is all here." The king asked, "When did you start building this temple?" The Swami said, 20 years ago. 20 years ago, I planned the temple and then bought all the stones here in my mind and dressed them one by one. I built the entire temple and even sculpted all the murtis. It was a really big job that has taken me 20 years, and still I have not finished. Because the date for the consecration has already been fixed for today, I am extremely busy now. So please come some other time." The Swami then closed his eyes and resumed doing what he had been doing, putting the finishing touches on the temple. The king then arranged another date for the consecration of his own temple, and after it was over, he again approached the Swami and asked, "Did the consecration of your temple go off well?" The Swami replied, "Oh, it went very well indeed. It was wonderful." The king then asked the Swami for the plans of his temple, and the Swami gave them to him. The king then built another temple, but this time, according to the plans the Swami had given him. He also had it consecrated by the Swami. This then is the story of the temple that still stands near Tiruvallur outside Chennai. Even if you do a karma mentally, it is no less real than a physical or an oral act of devotion. Whether the story is true or not, there is a special beauty about it. An action of devotion is purely an attitude. Therefore, all you require is this attitude and commitment, and you see how real it is. Mental worship can, in fact, be most efficacious. To make it efficacious, you have to avoid distractions. And for this, certain methods are followed. Sometimes to just sit and meditate does not work. But if you live a life of prayer involving physical and oral forms of worship, you will find that meditation or mental worship is the most efficacious of all. The person we like or love has a firm place in our hearts. When you like or love someone, you want to offer the best of things to that person. When that being happens to be Bhagwan Shiva, and you recognize that he's sitting in your heart, then what can you really offer him? We would like to offer him everything. And hence, we pick up some symbols of the Panchamahabhutas, the five great elements. That which has come from him, we offer unto him. Any puja requires a procuring of materials and some preparation. Sometimes we may be traveling or sometimes during the day. We may want to connect with Shiva and hence we can chant this stotram. We offer a lot of things to Shiva and ultimately the ahankara, the self-concept itself. Composed of five verses, the Shiva Manasa Puja Stotram is a stotram based on visualization of worship and a sweet surrender. It was composed by Jagatguru Adi Shankaracharya. The first three verses are some of the key steps of a traditional puja, while the last two verses are extraordinary, taking the prayerful love and devotion to all acts of life, seeing life as truly sacred. The entire form of worship is done mentally in Shiva Manas Puja. Besides doing the puja, you also get certain insights into the ways of thinking and it generates a condition for discovering the devotee in you. Just as you become a swimmer by swimming, you become a devotee by being loving. The Shiva Manasa Puja has a cultural overtone because the method of worship is based on how it is done in India, that is Bharat. We chant the verses, see the meaning as we offer our puja. Ratnai kalpitamasanam himajalai snananca divyambaram nana ratna vibhushitam Mrigamada modankitam chandanam Jati champaka bilva patra rachitam Pushpam chadhupam tatha Deepam devadayanidhe pashupate Ritkalpitam grihyatam. Translation: I mentally offer you a throne studded with precious stones, a bath with Ganga water, celestial robes inlaid with many gems, sandalwood paste mixed with musk to anoint the body, jasmine and champaka flowers and bilva leaves, burning incense, and a shining flame. O self-effulgent Lord, the ocean of compassion and the Lord of all living beings, may you receive what I offer with all my heart and my mind. We create an altar in one's own mind or heart. Just before starting the japa, we can begin this contemplation. Ratnaihi kalpitam asanam. I offer to the Lord an asana, that is a seat, which is studded with precious gems. Even if one cannot afford a precious stone, why be a miser when the sky is the limit? Himajalaihi stanam is the melted snow of the river Ganga. Ganga is his shakti and we offer what is his to him. Divyambara nana ratna vibhushitam. The clothes we offer him are celestial robes that are studded with precious stones. Mrigamada modankitam chandanam. Mrigamada is the fragrance of musk born of the deer. Chandanam is sandalwood paste. In every temple, this alankara, that is adorning of the Devata is an act of love and devotion, much like the dressing table of a rich lady who has the choicest of designer wear, fragrances, jewelry, makeup, all intended to enhance her beauty. So too we get to be the Pandit or Purohit who can do the Alankara for our Bhagavan. The Pandit does the Alankara behind closed curtains. Flowers are offered next. Jati Champaka Bilva Patra Rachitam Pushpam Chathupam. Jati is a kind of jasmine flower and Champaka is another beautiful yellowish flower having a medicinal fruit. Bilva Patra are leaves of the Bilva tree and Dhupam is incense. Deepam Deva Daya Nidhe Pashupate. Deepam is burning camphor. O self-effulgent Lord, the one who is a treasure house of compassion. Pashupati means the Lord of all beings, including this body. Ritakalpitam Grihyatam. What is most rewarding about giving anything is that the recipient receives whatever we give. And so, may you receive all that I am offering you with love. Offering naivedya or food is the next step. Sauvarne navaratna khanda rachite patre kritam payasam bhakshyam panchavidham payodadhiyutam rambhaphalam panakam Shakanamayutam jalam ruchikaram karpura khandojvalam tambulam manasamaya virachitam bhaktya prabho svikuru. Payasam made with clarified butter in a golden bowl inlaid with the 9 precious stones, the 5 kinds of snacks, banana and fruits with milk and curd, many vegetables, clean and flavored water, betel leaf and nut mixed with camphor. All of this I offer to you mentally with great devotion. May you receive them, O Lord. In line with the principles of eating in Ayurveda, which has come from the Lord Himself, we first offer a little sweet or sugar or jaggery. In a sit-down meal, the first thing that they serve on a banana leaf is also sweet. We wait for all to be served before we eat, and one is supposed to eat the sweet first. Gritam Payasam is a sweet porridge made with ghee, clarified butter. In what is this Payasam dessert offered? Sauvarne Navaratna Khanda Rachite Patre. In a golden vessel inlaid with 9 precious stones. Bhakshyam panchavidham is what is masticated and eaten, crunchy, of which 5 types of food are offered. Payodadhiyutam rambha phalam is banana with milk and yogurt. Panakam is sweetened water. Shaka namayutam, many, many vegetables. Jalam ruchikaram, flavored water. Karpura khandojvalam tambulam. Tambulam is betel leaf and nut that is a kind of mouth freshener and a digestive that is chewed after lunch, mixed with karpura camphor. Manasa maya virachitam bhaktya prabho svikuru. All of this is offered to you by me, in my thoughts and with great devotion. May you receive it. Then there's one more verse of worship. Chatram chamarayor yugam vyajanakam chadarshakam nirmalam veena bheri mridanga ka halakala geetam cha nrityam tatha sashtangam pranatistutir pahuvidha hetat samastam maya Sankalpena samarpitam tava vibho pujam grahana prabho. A pair of fans, an umbrella, a spotless mirror, musical performance of veena, bheri and mridangam, followed by a dance performance, an Ashtanga Namaskara, and this manifold praise. All this I offer to you with my Sankalpa. May you please receive this worship, O Lord, the one who pervades everything. Chhatram Chamara Yor Yugam Vyajanakam. Chhatram is an umbrella like one would have for the king of the land. Chamara are a pair of fans that are soft. All these are a part of the worship. Adarshakam Nirmalam. The last act of dressing up is looking into the mirror, and hence we show a mirror to the Lord, as if to ask the Lord, please see for yourself, is everything okay? Veena bheri mridanga kahalakala geetam cha nrityam tatha. We offer a musical and dance performance that is accompanied by Veena, a string instrument, bheri, a wind instrument, and mridangam, which is a percussion instrument. The music is followed by nrityam, that is dance. Sashtangam pranati. Pranati is prostration. Sashtanga means with all the eight limbs touching the ground. This is also called Ashtanga Namaskara, with the feet, hands, knees, chest, head and stomach, and by words and thought. Stutir Bahuvidha Hetat Samastam Maya Sankalpena Samarpitam Tava Vibho Pujam Grahana Prabho. All these manifold praises are indeed offered by me with devotion. Please receive this worship offered unto you, O Prabhu, the one who pervades everything.
Atmatvam girija matisahachara prana shariram graham pujate vishayopabhoga rachana nidra samadhisthitihi sancharaf padayo pradakshina vidhihi stotrani sarvagiro Yat yat karma karomi tat tad akhilam shambho tavaradhanam.
Aham, my eye sense, is you. My mind is Parvati, wedded to you. My five organs of action and five physiological functions are your servants. My body is a house for you. I offer you all the pleasures of my senses. My sleep is a state of resolution in you. Whenever I walk, I am going around you. Anything I say is in praise of you. Whatever I do is a form of worship unto you. Since the Lord is present in the heart, the devotee makes his or her own body a temple. Atmatvam. Whatever the I, aham, is, tvam, you are that. Girija matihi, the mind is Girija. You are the Purusha and she is the Prakriti. My mind is Parvati, who is wedded to you.
Sahachara pranaha.
The pancha pranas are the five physiological functions, along with the karmendriyas, the organs of action, such as speech, hands, legs, and so on. And the organs of knowledge, eyes, nose, ears, and so on. All of these are your servants. Shariram Graham, my body is a house for you. O Lord, you are seated in it as the Atma. This is my puja.
Vishayopa Bhoga Rachana.
All these different objects and different forms of experiences are a form of worship of you, like the flowers that we offer at your feet. All the objects that I perceive through my sense organs or infer with my mind, and whatever I see or hear, all of them fall at your feet.
Nidra samadhi sthitihi.
My going to sleep is the equivalent of samadhi. I am always one with you in my sleep.
Sanchara padayo pradakshina vidhihi.
As I walk around to different places, my feet and legs are doing pradakshina, a religious circumambulation unto you.
Stotrani sarvagiro.
Since you are the Atma and my mind is Girija, then anything that I say is going to be like stotras, devotional verses about your glory. That I can speak itself is your glory.
Yad yad karma karomi tat tat akhilam shambho tavaradhanam.
Whatever karma I do, O Lord, all of it is a worship unto you.
Karacharana kritam va kayajam karmajam va shravananayanajam va manasam va paradham vihitam avihitam va sarvametakshamasv jaya jaya karunabdhe Shri Mahadeva Shambho.
Whatever omissions and commissions I have performed with my hands, legs, speech, body, sense organs, organs of action and mind, whatever I may have done with reference to enjoined or prohibited actions, please forgive them all. O Lord Mahadeva, O Ocean of Compassion. Om Namah Shivaya. You matter. Your life matters. What you do with your life matters. Thank you for listening. If you found this episode helpful and offering insight, I do hope you will consider sharing this with your friends, family, or on social media. Would you like to receive an email every month that will bring to you more wisdom, more happiness, and more freedom? If the answer is yes, then our monthly newsletter Arshavidya Bharati is for you. It has articles on living our traditions, links to podcast episodes, articles and videos published elsewhere in the month, reflections about how Vedanta is changing the life of students, announcements about events and courses, profound Sanskrit sayings, and much, much more. And it's not too long. Do consider checking out this month's issue and also subscribe. The links are in the description of this episode. The transcript of this podcast is available on discoveratma.com/category/podcast. I would love to hear from you. If you have a request or a reflection, please write to me at swaminiji@discoveratma.com. That's swaminiji@discoveratma.com. As always, thank you for listening, and we meet next week.